shares, market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mohanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, we've been given a present this week. No, not coronavirus. No, not toilet rolls. We've got, well, we will have soon, less to pay on our mortgages. Governor Lowe has dropped rates, and most of the major banks and the minor ones have followed along and promised they will cut our mortgage rates too. That puts more money in our pockets, but it begs the question, what should we do with that extra cash?
Great question. You know, the first thing I would suggest people do is pay down your high interest debt. So that may be things like credit card debt, payday lending debt, anything that you're paying, anything more than 2.5-3%, consider paying those down.
And why would I pay a small debt first rather than get more off the mortgage?
Well, because you're paying a lot more in interest. You don't want to pay that interest, you know, when you don't have to.
Makes sense. Mate, another one I'm going to add, I really love the idea of a rainy day account. The idea of having some cash stashed aside, frankly, back to your point about credit cards, it stops you having to put everything on the credit card. If the car blows a gasket or the washing machine stops working, having some money tucked aside in a rainy day account, which is just used for those things you don't expect but can really blow a hole in your finances, is a really, really important thing to do. Do yourself a favor. If you're getting a bit of an extra discount on your mortgage, take that money. Don't spend it. Don't go buy a pair of shoes. Don't buy a computer. Don't even buy, sorry, mate, an iPhone. Put this money into a rainy day account so you've got the cash there if you need it at some point in the future. What else you got for us?
Yeah, so I think the other important thing that you can do is you could get ahead on your mortgage payments, right? I mean, the mortgage payments are at historic lows. Keep paying ahead. And, you know, that would actually put you in a good position if ever the rates rise.
I think it's a really, really important point. It also means, frankly, you're also paying just less interest over time, right? Even if rates don't rise, the money you pay down now is probably worth 3, 4, 5 times as much by the time you've finally paid off your mortgage. And all the interest you save, the ongoing compound interest is that big. Of course, that's it. Pay down your debts. Get rid of the highest interest debt first. Don't pay the bank more than you have to. As we always say, start or add to your rainy day account. Make sure you've got the money there if you need it at some point in the future. Future you will thank you. And speaking of future you, there's nothing better than paying off the mortgage fast. I promise you that will feel spectacularly good. I'm yet to do it, but not far away. Hopefully sooner rather than later. In any case, that is the best way to use the extra little bit of a present you're getting this week from the Reserve Bank Governor and courtesy of your bank. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.